Tonight, at 1 minute past midnight, the fifth installment of the wildly popular Harry Potter series, The Order of the Phoenix, goes on sale nationwide, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
At a Barnes & Noble bookstore east of San Francisco, 9-year-old Celestine Retrovera is giddy with excitement, just thinking about the fun she'll have reading Harry's next adventure.
I can't wait. I've been waiting since the fourth one came out. I was hoping a fifth one would come out, and I've been waiting a long time.
A few million other Harry Potter fans apparently feel the same way. Assistant manager Scott Travison says the word of mouth on this book has been building for an entire year.
We had people asking about this book last summer. We started taking pre-orders for it, I think it was January.
And now, with only hours to go, the wait is almost over. 800 copies of the book are sitting under wraps in the storeroom. Preparations are underway for tonight's Harry Potter Gala. Thousands of bookstores across the country will be holding late-night parties featuring trivia contests, prizes, and potions, and a countdown to the moment when fans get to clutch their very own nearly 900-page volume. Retrovera couldn't wait. She ordered her copy weeks ago.
I'm very excited. I ordered it online at Amazon.com.
At Amazon's Western Distribution Center in Nevada, only a wizard could get past the metal detectors and security guards, protecting the 250,000 books customers pre-ordered. It's Amazon's biggest new product release ever.
We've never seen anything like it.
Vice President Steve Kessel says it's been like Christmas in June, with Amazon's logistics team pulling out their holiday operations manual to handle the volume. And he says the books themselves are only a small piece of Amazon's Harry Potter juggernaut.
There's 22 Harry Potter DVDs and videos. There's actually 84 toys in our toy store. We have socks in our apparel store, video games in our video game store. So you could come in and buy literally hundreds of different Harry Potter products through our different stores.
The race is on to see who can discount Harry Potter 5 the most. The cover price is $29.99, unheard of for a child's novel. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other big booksellers have knocked off 40%, pricing it at $17.99. The rumor is that the warehouse club Costco will go below $16. Buyer Chris Aichi won't confirm that, but she says Costco customers won't be disappointed.
We will definitely be competitive on this book.
Scholastic Incorporated, the U.S. publisher of The Order of the Phoenix, has ordered a record first run of 8.5 million copies. By comparison, the first printing of Hillary Clinton's memoir was only 1 million. Harry Potter 5 will no doubt be a bonanza for Scholastic, but Senior VP Michael Jacobs says it's not their only offering.
We're a $2 billion company, so in the grand scheme of things, it's certainly not the lion's share of what we do. We're a pretty diversified business, but it's no denying that a book of this magnitude does tend to move the needle, not just in our business, but in the business of bookselling.
Despite stringent security, a few copies of Harry Potter 5 have slipped out. A 14-year-old girl in Daytona Beach, Florida, managed to get one at a local Walgreens drugstore that mistakenly sold the book early. On Wednesday, Scholastic and author J.K. Rowling sued the New York Daily News for $100 million after the paper published minor excerpts of the book. But for millions of children, the secrets of the Phoenix are safe, if only for a few hours longer. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.